AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of arrests at Columbia University overnight, right around 300, many of them people who had barricaded themselves inside a hall on campus. Police moved in overnight, removing tables that had been set up along doorways and in front of windows. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is there.
Almost 24 hours earlier, protesters marching from the encampment to Hamilton Hall, smashing through doors, throwing furniture. Zip tying doors shut and barricading themselves inside, putting up a banner renaming the building Hind's Hall in honor of 6-year-old Hind Rajab, a Palestinian girl killed in the war in Gaza earlier this year.
Things got violent on the UCLA campus overnight when pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with pro-Israeli protesters. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meantime, back in Israel trying to secure a ceasefire. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a possible attempt to oust him, spearheaded by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Democrats say they'll vote to keep Johnson in the job. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is spending the day off from his New York hush money trial campaigning for president in Waukesha. He calls the trial a hoax in order to keep him off the stump.
I'm supposed to be in Georgia. I'm supposed to be in New Hampshire. I'm supposed to be in Ohio and lots of other places. And they have me sitting here for a Biden trial. It's a Biden trial.
Tuesday, he was fined $9,000 for violating the judge's gag order. A new poll shows a close race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. The Emerson College survey says 46% back incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin, while 43% support Republican challenger Eric Hovde. 1,000 registered voters were polled from April 25th through the 29th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Police in riot gear have moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. The Journal Sentinel reports at least one professor was seen pinned to the ground. The standoff between protesters and college administrators is over tents the demonstrators have put up. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. Fireworks are coming back to downtown Madison this summer. Festival Food says it plans to sponsor a 20-minute fireworks show at Breeze Stevens Field on June 29th. There'll be live music performances from Uncommon Denominator, Seesaw, and Eddie Berth. A pre-sale for general admission tickets starts today, then ticket sales officially go on sale Friday morning at 10. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers get into a brawl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rays 8-2, but it wasn't easy. Top of the eighth, Tampa Bay's Jose Siri at the plate as both benches cleared for a fight on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
On the ground, first base, Hoskins flips to Uribe. One up, one down, Siri retired. Siri exchanging some words, and here we go. Oh boy, that's not what you want to see. Bullpen's empty, Abner Uribe.
Now, early in the game, Brewers pitcher Freddy Peralta ejected, along with manager Pat Murphy, thrown out for a second night in a row.
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt.
NBA, the Bucks overcome some obstacles and beat the Pacers 115-92 to stay alive, 3-2. Doc Rivers on the win.
I did walk off the floor and I said, we're coming tonight. And I told our coaches that. I said, I don't know if we're going to win. We're coming to play and win tonight. You can feel it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing by later this afternoon. A bit breezy too today with a high of 71. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning, backing off to about 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight partly cloudy with clouds increasing and showers after midnight, 49 tomorrow. Thunderstorms, heavy rain with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 60.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that. Yes. They react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocate. It's Donald Trump in Waukesha. Crudy will be there. He'll bring you the MAGA on the street. Everything you need to know. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There's nothing in his performance, if that's the word we'll use, what he has done, that would indicate that he cares, prioritizes, or ever valued or did anything to support a democracy. And now, on the ballot, saying he should have immunity from whatever he might do.
Oh, former and forever Speaker of the House, Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi, Empress of all she surveys in what is still a democracy, I think. We have to do some digging. We haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah,
we do. We have one.
Face the Grayson.
I couldn't be a bigger fan of Congressman Alan Grayson. I
can call you. Steffi. Steffi. When you call me, you call me. Alan Grayson.
Remember, we had that. Good morning, former, and perhaps future.
Good morning. I feel wave after wave of nostalgia sweeping over me. It's dangerous here in Florida.
Yeah.
Destroyed.
I mean, Rep, you reached out to me yesterday because today is the day the abortion ban goes into effect of your state of Florida, where you've done Sexy Liberal with us. I've gotten to hang out with you. This is just between this and the Time magazine piece. Sawyer Hackett tweets, whoa, Trump tells Time he would, quote, let red states monitor women's pregnancies and prosecute those who violate abortion bans. This is the future we're looking at if he's elected in November. So I assume that's why, you know, you among most sentient humans feel like you need to speak out about what is happening, right?
Yeah, it's the greatest human rights violation that America's faced in at least 50 years. Telling a woman that she needs to remain pregnant and become a parent is no different from telling a woman that she can't become pregnant, or no different from telling a woman that she has to abort. You know, in America, we have this general idea of mind your own business. In fact, in a sense, that's the highest law. And this goes right up against that. We have on one side things that are prohibited. We have on the other side things that are required. And in the middle is this great stretch called do whatever you want, freedom. And certainly deciding whether to remain pregnant, whether to become pregnant, whether to have a child has to be in that middle there. It can't be anywhere else.
Yeah.
This is ultimately a question of freedom. And, you know, people talk about, well, the South is conservative. It's actually libertarian.
Yeah.
This goes hard up against almost everybody's shared belief that you should make your own future.
Congressman, you famously stood on the floor of the House and said Republicans' health care plan is hurry up and die. And, you know, you got accused of being it's hyperbole and blah, blah, blah. That women are dying in state after state because, you know, they have to endure sepsis and, you know, somebody guessing whether that's going to kill them or an ectopic pregnancy or what have you. I mean,
yes, a scientific study has come out and been published that since the abortion ban was allowed by the Supreme Court, 40,000 women have been raped and forced to bear the child. 40,000.
Yeah.
The human tragedy is shocking and just rolls on and on and on. But what about the woman who simply doesn't want to have a child or isn't ready to have a child?
Yeah.
What about her? What about the woman who doesn't even know she's pregnant?
Yeah.
Until and I also, ask her the 6-week deadline.
And, also as a woman, I've always said, Alan, this just burns me, the whole, you know, exception for rape. As you know, as a former prosecutor, how many rapes don't get reported? How many rape kits never get tested? How many rapists never get prosecuted or don't get convicted? You know, because women don't want to go through it. So it's not really, you have to actually have convicted someone of rape to be able to get into it. I mean, you're absolutely right. They used to be the small government party, Republicans. The government is forcing you to stay pregnant no matter how you got that way. It is just, I can't believe we're waking up in this America. Can you?
As I said on the floor of the House, the party of small government has made government so small it could fit inside a uterus now.
Yeah,
this is a fundamental abridgment of human rights, human dignity. There is no way that you could possibly morally justify the government telling people whether or not to have a child, the government telling people whether or not to remain pregnant. It is so deeply offensive.
Congressman, explain what happens in Florida today, like what this ban actually means and what goes into effect today.
What goes into effect is that if a doctor determines that you've been pregnant for more than 6 weeks, you cannot get an abortion procedure.
Okay.
Now, thanks to the government, the federal government licensing abortion pills, you still have some leeway until roughly 10 weeks if you can get a hold of those pills. Right now, the Florida government's trying to prevent people from getting the pills through the mail, for instance.
Yeah.
But after the 10-week period, unless you can prove rape or incest, or you can prove that your life is in danger, and by prove, I mean legal proof, medical proof, not the sort of thing that a 16-year-old girl is likely to be able to come up with, unless you can prove that, then you're forbidden from getting an abortion anywhere within the state, and for that matter, anywhere within any of the neighboring states all the way to Illinois. So if you want to terminate your pregnancy and you want to do it within the law, you have to go at least 1,000 miles from Florida, from here in Orlando, to get to Illinois or some other place where abortion is still legal. And again, picture someone who can't even drive.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a driver's license,
yeah.
Figuring that one out. Someone who doesn't have a job, except, you know, basically an allowance. From a parent, how is that person going to figure that one out? Basically, it's forced pregnancy and forced birth.
Yeah. Congressman, what's your take on just where we are in this country politically? It is the fact that he can even be close, and I don't know what polling to believe or not, but speaking of, you know, rape, I mean, you have an adjudicated rapist, someone who, you know, whether you want to quibble whether it was sexual assault, a judge said it was rape. You know, that Donald Trump was guilty of, who has taken away bodily autonomy from millions of women, bragged about it, being responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. And yet, you know, if we're to believe any polling, it's close. I mean, how terrified are you personally?
I am. You know, I have two daughters, and I want to congratulate both of them for leaving the state before this happened.
Yeah.
One of them lives in New York, one of them lives in Illinois, and the idea that the lunatics in Tallahassee are going to dictate to them, Tallahassee being where the state legislature is, that the lunatics in Tallahassee are going to dictate to them whether or not they should be parents is ridiculous. It shows how completely deranged the right wing has become in this country. And by the way, the polling shows quite consistently that 15% more of the public favors the right to control your own body versus their political affiliation. In other words, if the Democrats are 40% of the population, they're 55% of the population that is in favor of abortion rights.
Well,
and, and,
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
And when we went through the whole healthcare fight with you, you know, talking about that all those years, I mean, look how many more people are insured now by every barometer. You know, the unemployment is a third of what it was under Donald Trump. Donald Trump had the worst jobs record in history. You know, like Colin Jost did that joke about how could this be tied? I mean, this is under somebody that's under 88 criminal indictments. What's your general take about what's happening and what's going to happen?
My general take is that he's lined up 100% of the sociopath vote. He's lined up 100% of the racist vote. And he's lined up 100% of the people who like the idea of doing something really bad and getting away with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's appealing to basically the angels of our worst natures rather than the angels of our better natures, as Lincoln said, the devils of our worst natures. And that is Donald Trump. He is literally the worst person in America.
Yeah.
Now that Jeffrey Epstein is dead, Donald Trump has taken over as the worst person in America. And that is his appeal. He's appealed to other people who are the same way and wish they could be making it work for them. Their bad behavior work for them the way Donald Trump does.
Yeah. Yeah. It has. It's enabled people to embrace their worst instincts. All the horrible, racist, sexist, you name it, you know, things they've ever wanted to say. I mean, that's what's depressing, Alan. You're right. It's like, how many people do we share this country with that are that hateful and evil? I don't mean to engage in hyperbole. I just don't know how else you could say you support this guy and read what he said in Time magazine and on and go, yep, that's me. I'm for that.
And you know, as a professional comedian, the way you are, you must be shocked at the lack of quality in his shtick.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's got to be the worst of all people when it comes to actually saying something clever or funny. And yet people say, well, I vote for him because I like him or I think he's amusing or entertaining.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
When it's really a cover for something much darker and deeper than that.
He makes up for it with all the pecker and fart jokes I've been able to engage in the last couple. Alan, before you go, I guess when you read again all this horrors that would await us, if you read the Time magazine article, what he said he's going to do, Gaza is in campus protest. This is an issue. And for people that would let fascism into America because they don't like how Biden is handling, what would you do if you were Biden? Exactly. I mean, you and I, I'm a little younger, but you and I remember Vietnam, Kent State, all that. I am truly it's not our war. We're not sending American people in. I think Netanyahu's despicable, but what would you do? How would you, if you were president, handle this, or what would you do about the Middle East situation?
Regarding the Middle East situation, I think ultimately the same principle applies in a way, which is mind your own business. I am stunned to see the number of people who express concern about the well-being of Palestinians without expressing any concern about the well-being of women in Florida.
We have the bandwidth for all of it.
That's connected to us in a very real, palpable way.
Yeah.
Whereas, two entities fighting each other in the Middle East has been going on now for roughly 6,000 years, and this particular one is not one that we are directly involved in.
Right. Yeah.
So if you ask me, I'd say that when the Israelis were invaded by that neighboring entity, they had the right to fight back. That's ultimately the answer. But more deeply than that, why do we even feel like we have to have an opinion about it?
I can care about 30,000 Palestinians being slaughtered and women in Florida. I mean, I think we're allowed to care about both. And I feel like Hamas and Netanyahu are despicable. And it feels like such an intractable problem. You're right about saying it's been going on 6,000 years, you know. And I think unfortunately, I'm not sure what's happening on campuses. That it seems like a lot of people on both sides are saying despicable things and maybe not having all of the information, about the 6,000 years, let's just say.
You know, Stephanie, just before you and I, there was a generation of young people who stood up against destroying the ability of 40 million Vietnamese people to grow their own food by dropping paraquat and Agent Orange everywhere. We protested against 25,000 of us dying in the war in Vietnam. We protested against 2 million Cambodians being killed in secret by a secret war launched by our president.
Yeah.
You know, that related to us directly, palpably, and in a way that required, as a part of human dignity, that we protest and drop sheets from a building in Colombia saying they can't kill us all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was heroism. That's not what I'm seeing today.
Yeah, and I was against LBJ also because he beat my dad. Okay, that's not important. Now, we love you, Alan Grayson. We'll see you again soon.
I love you too.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Thanks,
appreciate
Alan.
It. Fighting the good fight for the women folk of Florida.
and America.
Yeah. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Oh, you better believe, boy, howdy, did I travel. They ain't filters enough for me touring at 175 years old.
And Genucel has convenient travel sizes, too.
Yes. Genucel is celebrating their 25-year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices, making this Mother's Day sale Genucel's biggest sale ever. Right now, get their best-selling, most popular package featuring Gen 90. Oh, that's that magical stuff.
Uh-huh.
Under eye and my frown lines, I get it all. And that little thing on my neck.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Okay, Genucel guarantees you see results in 12 hours or less, so your money back. You can feel it tingling. You can feel it working. Celebrate the special women in your life with Mother's Day with the world's best skincare once-in-a-lifetime price. 70% off plus an extra 25% anniversary discount off the top-selling package. Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once the sale is gone, it's gone. Order yours right now and get that jawline treatment, too. Ooh, Genucel.com/Stephanie and get a free spa box with two bonus gifts if you order now. Now with free shipping, GENUCEL.com/Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you know being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather outside. That is my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice. But this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller. You save 35% at CozyEarth.com and look like a hero to your mom. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Miller.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan.
It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
The way you walk and talk really sets me off to a full-on child. Yes, the way you push, push, let me know that you're good.
You're gonna get your wish.
Oh, sorry. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Tom says, I think the title of Hillary's next book should be We're Gonna Need a Bigger Basket. Thank you. Have I mentioned this?
Are you gonna be upset about something?
Forever? Gonna die mad.
Oh.
She's right about everything.
Okay. Have you heard that
before? You can get both of those t-shirts.
I've heard her mention that.
And also the new Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour t-shirts and hats and whatever flying out the door. Get it. SexyLiberal.com.
Yes. SexyLiberal.com for that store. And I believe everything is still 10%
off. Oh, my God. JoJo from Jurors, who was, blew up.
You're so lucky you got to meet her.
Yeah.
I know. We got to high five over a joke that we wrote together backstage. Would you like to hear? Because I was talking about the, you know, the hoochie spray commercials that I hate.
The Lumi Lady?
Yeah, Lumi Lady. Uh-huh. Right. It's like, wow, that's like a day old sushi sale down there. Holy crap. Woo! Yeah. And then she was saying that because the commercials make women feel so bad that she bought it. And she said it smells like coconut. She said, now I smell like a Mounds bar. And I said, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Am I right? Her hoochie smells like Mounds
bar. I had no idea that sweaty underboob stink was a thing.
Until, I didn't either. Yeah. I don't have big enough boobs to produce anything. Milk, sweat, anything.
No stank.
Nothing. All right.
You got no stank.
Anyway, JoJo from Jurors tweets, I'm not always right. Bangs were a mistake. I used to be a Jets fan, and I ate a super questionable oyster one time. But I'm pretty sure a grown man who has to be given pretend papers to play with so he doesn't fall asleep in his own criminal trial should not be our president. Thank you. Look at baby. Look, papers. They can't keep him awake. He slept again yesterday, Don Snorleone.
They should give him one of those placemats that you give to kids and some crayons.
Or just like a little can of, like, chains. Just chicka 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 chicka.
Wake him up?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'll go get it. I used to do that when Jamie barked.
Or a cattle prod.
There you go.
Or a spray bottle.
All right. Everybody's a helper.
Hi, Karen.
Karen in Chicago.
Hi.
Wake up.
Good morning. Yeah, Chris, I actually, that's why I called. Here's a suggestion. Shock collar or electrodes to his yam sack.
Yes. Yeah. That would work. That would work.
Barbecue his yam sack.
Stephanie,
yes.
Steph, can I say really quick, I just want to say you are the reason that all of us are clinging to our sanity. I just want you to know that the way you sound just being overwhelmed with all this stuff, we totally are with you. Oh. And I thought you said
cling to your sanity, which was not a compliment, but okay, sanity.
No, definitely not. But But, I want to say, with Mother's Day coming up, too, I remember calling in, and my mom was in the car with me. And I just want to say, she knew how much.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The number of arrests at Columbia University overnight, right around 300, many of them people who had barricaded themselves inside a hall on campus. Police moved in overnight, removing tables that had been set up along doorways and in front of windows. ABC's Stephanie Ramos is there.
Almost 24 hours earlier, protesters marching from the encampment to Hamilton Hall, smashing through doors, throwing furniture. Zip tying doors shut and barricading themselves inside, putting up a banner renaming the building Hinds Hall in honor of 6-year-old Hind Rajab, a Palestinian girl killed in the war in Gaza earlier this year.
Things got violent on the UCLA campus overnight when pro-Palestinian protesters clashed with pro-Israeli protesters. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meantime, back in Israel trying to secure a ceasefire. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a possible attempt to oust him, spearheaded by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene. Democrats say they'll vote to keep Johnson in the job. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear have moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 this morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties to Israel. 20% of Americans age 50 and older have not saved for retirement. That's according to new research from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says Wisconsin could be more affordable to more seniors.
Let's have an infrastructure that makes drugs affordable, that makes healthcare affordable, that makes retirement savings something that's part of their plan, and that'll keep Wisconsinites here.
57 million Americans don't have access to a retirement plan through work. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Comedian actress Amy Schumer put a positive spin on the internet's reaction to her, quote, puffy face. Schumer says it made her insecure at first, but also let her know that something was wrong. Schumer announced in February that she was suffering from Cushing syndrome. The condition can be caused by too much stress, which can release cortisol, making one's face puffy and raising one's blood pressure. Schumer was grateful she caught it early and says she knows her fans will love her, puffy or not. Who doesn't enjoy a movie love scene between a doughy middle-aged man and a young pretty actress? Probably just about everyone, much to the dismay of actor Martin Freeman. The 53-year-old Fargo actor addressed his intimate scenes with 21-year-old Jenna Ortega in Miller's Girl, a dark comedy in which Ortega's character seduces Freeman's character. The reaction on social media was mostly negative. I know, shocking. Miller's Girl is available on demand. Check it out. Being grossed out is a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny with clouds gradually increasing by later this afternoon. A bit breezy, too, today with a high of 71. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning, backing off to about 5 to 15 by late afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with clouds increasing and showers after midnight, 49 tomorrow. Thunderstorms, heavy rain with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinaire and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 11:33 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. You can always email your question to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Okay. Can I just say, we'll get into it before again, but also just this whole like, oh, I want him just for the tax cuts. Nobody, as Joe Biden has said over and over, nobody that makes over $400,000, right? Like
under
$400,000 is going to get taxed. Do you know the tiny, so minuscule amount of us that make over $400,000 a year? So like, all the people going, oh, I vote for Trump because I want low tax. It's not you, mother.
Yeah, you're not.
You're not getting low taxes, and you're getting a fascist.
You're getting buckus.
Ugh. Love letter. Patricia says, Steph, please do not despair. You're doing great things. If others in your ensemble appear to be standing out, please know that the world needs those voices now. I've always said I'm just a delivery system for other greatness, you, Jody, the sexy liberals. I'm just a delivery. I'm like salad is a crouton delivery system.
You're a tortilla chip.
Yeah, I'm a tortilla chip. I'm tofu. I'm nothing. Thank you for providing a platform for politics on stage. Patricia in Minneapolis. Who came to Minneapolis, sexy liberal? Oh. I am. Think of me as just a delivery system.
You're a guacamole delivery
bland,
system.
Bland, worthless.
Yeah.
She's cake.
But I'm bringing you this guy, also August 3rd in New York on stage in Sexy Liberal, by the way.
We can dance if we want to, if we hope somebody will. Cause Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance, Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance while Stephanie dances with the pole.
Right.
Well, it's the Malcolm Nance, it's the Malcolm Nance, well, it's the Malcolm Nance.
Hi, Malcolm Nance, good morning.
It always staggers me how many jingles I have.
You have three.
It's I think true.
Three, maybe four.
I think you have three.
That's crazy.
I mean,
but Steffi, I have to say first, you are not a tortilla chip. Okay.
Thank you, Malcolm.
They get eaten by the bag.
That's so sweet.
And we know that's not happening.
You know, we keep saying we live in the stupidest timeline, Malcolm, and I don't know, as I keep saying, which polls to, you know, what did somebody say yesterday that we loved? I'm not bedwetting yet, but my bladder's getting full.
It's Kevin in D.C.
I saved one story for you just to touch on this one. You know, not only do we have Republicans on the, you know, House floor doing Putin talking points, one woman wearing a Trump mugshot T-shirt that read not guilty told a reporter, I think people are just ridiculous that they think Putin's just such an enemy. He isn't doing anything. He just wants back what was his. Reporter, but he invaded Ukraine, killing thousands of people. That's fine, the woman responded. That's fine with me. He next asked a man who was wearing a Trump mugshot T-shirt, you're a veteran yourself. Does it concern you at all that Russian aggression could move even beyond Ukraine? I don't think Putin's a problem, he said. I think Zelensky's the problem. This administration is trying to start a war with Russia. Putin is not our enemy.
Oy.
Okay. Wow.
Right. The reporter said that's the reality, the impact of the lies told by Donald Trump. Most people in the past wouldn't have tolerated him once, let alone three times. And yet here we are, Malcolm.
Yes, here we are.
Oh, and I made Malcolm Nance speechless. Wow.
About something that you mentioned earlier, which was the recent polls. You know, Joe Biden is polling at one of his lowest points. And I just want to point out, as long as I'm on the liberal delivery system network, that the low point that anything between 40 and 65 is on Democrats. Mm-hmm. It's Democrats. 25% of you are saying that you don't approve of Joe Biden, or that you aren't getting something, you know, in your Christmas basket, or the unicorn wasn't pretty enough or something. But those polls are not, they're heavily.
By the way, this is not new for Democrats.
Yeah. This is
wanting
not new.
A unicorn that farts glitter is not new.
Yeah, but the problem is I keep seeing this recently. Yes, Trump is still beholden to Moscow, but Moscow apparently is going to get everything it wants, because there are people in this country, and I'm speaking to the people on this network, who go, I'm a one-issue voter. Joe Biden's not giving me X. Joe Biden's not doing Y. I got into it with someone who I knew very well, Terrell Starr. When we were in Ukraine, we hung out together. And now he's like, Joe Biden voted against the Joe Biden voted against the Criminal Justice Act. And it's like, none of you can win if we all lose this November.
Yeah. And by the way,
so, you know what? So, of course, your bladder's getting full. Okay?
You know.
But the thing that's being wet is their own beds.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, you retweeted someone that... Just to clarify, Russia, quote, invades a country at the heart of Europe, completely demolishing its cities, killing its civilian population, assassinates people in European countries with painful nerve agents and radioactive substances, sabotages European weapons factories, runs a sophisticated spy illegal network around Europe, interferes with elections, promotes civil unrest, uses GPS jamming against civilian planes, sabotages Europe's energy infrastructure, on and on and on, right? I mean, this tweet goes on and on and on. Russia, how many times can we say Russia is not our friend, not a friend of democracy? Go ahead.
They're not our friend. And, you know, the kind of reporting that we've been seeing on this, too, reminds me of that news report on the old movie The Naked Gun, the one that had O.J. Simpson in it.
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy gets released from prison. He says, I'm going to come out there and find the D.A. and rip his head off and use it as a bowling ball. And the journalist goes, are you a good bowler?
That's where we are. That's exactly.
Have you ever rolled a 300? This is where we are, people. Serious things are occurring. Horrible things are happening in our lives, and we are asking whether you can go bowling with that head.
Yeah. Well, here's where we're going to talk about the campus protests, and we're both going to make, I'm sure, someone everywhere will hate one of us. But anyway, we were saying just out here overnight, you probably saw at UCLA. Yeah, and you know you've written about terrorism forever and, you know, what happened on January 6th and blah, blah, blah. So overnight, these were pro-Israel demonstrators that crashed the campus, but they were not UCLA students.
Right.
So this is what we're talking. You always talk about outside agitators, that in some cases, these are not kids that are on this campus. They're bad actors that are trying to, gin up this division as much as they can. And frankly, horrible things are being said on both sides. You know, they were running the tape on Fox of the pro-Israel woman saying to the, pro-Palestinian demonstrator, I hope you get raped. You know, I mean, it's just, then you have people on the other side saying burn Tel Aviv to the ground. And like, you don't know who's who. And
I have protected everyone's right to say any stupid thing you want with my life for decades. I believe in free speech. I believe in your right to protest. I believe in your right to go out and do silly things and act in silly ways. But here's what I don't tolerate. When I saw the UCLA attack, which is what it was, okay, those guys firing fireworks in there, I don't care who it is. When you do that, you have earned two things. You have earned a right not to be listened to anymore and a right to get a little bit of a beat down by the police who have to break you up. It's now
the problem, Malcolm, is it, and everybody sides. With social media, everybody posts stuff that makes it worse, that inflames. It's like, oh, look how horrible this pro-Israel person was. Oh, look at what this pro-Palestinian person said. And you know what I mean? And it's going like this. It's going like this.
Right.
It's just escalating.
But, look at what happened in Colombia. The reason the police went into Colombia after a group of people had smashed through a building like January 6th protesters and had kept three janitors hostage. Yeah. The police came in and forced, and they found that out of the 300 people they arrested, as many as 200 were not from that university.
Thank you.
We're at the point now where people are starting to go beyond the protests. You know what's been missing all this week while all of these protests have been happening? Any humanitarian concern for the people of Palestine.
Right.
That's what's been missing. Any humanitarian concern for the tragedy that's going on in Israel. All that the people have been doing is encouraging the extremists who want to take over our government. I got Donald Trump now out here essentially promising to deport 11 million people in his first month. He has promised that.
And including Palestinians. Including Palestinians or anyone.
He said this himself, anyone who protests.
Yeah.
Anyone who's Palestinian, anyone who's a foreign student is getting kicked out of this country. But now I've got on the other side, I've got Americans here saying I would rather have that dictatorship then and lose women's rights, lose LGBTQ rights, lose American civil rights, because I'm a single issue voter, and that's Gaza.
You
had better balance yourselves out. And that's what you and I are asking for, right?
Yeah, you retweeted David, who said, I was going to vote for Biden in November for labor, obviously, to keep Trump out of office. But after tonight, man, I don't know. And you just tweeted, ignorant, the ultimate white privilege logic of a Yale academic right now. I think I'll let a dictator destroy American democracy and women's rights over their bodies, stack the Supreme Court for a century, deport 11 million people into concentration camps right now because schools won't let ignorant, racist, Jew-hating kids LARP for mass-murdering Mideast terrorist groups. Biden has nothing to do with this, but David will be okay under the Trump dictatorship because he's white and a man. This is the origin of the rot in one tweet. I keep saying that, too, about the people saying, oh, it'll be fine either way. No, it won't effing be fine for a lot of us under a Trump 2 administration. And listen, again, Malcolm, not to paint with a broad brush, all the kids there are not Jew-hating, racist, whatever. That's the thing. It's just that you get back to the base of this. You know, a lot of Jewish kids have nothing to do with Netanyahu's policies and should not be harassed. And a lot of the kids, you know, protesting for Palestine are not pro-Hamas. I mean, this is the problem with the outside agitators. Like the whole, Jody was making the points. They tried to, you know, paint the whole Black Lives Matter movement as, you know, this violent, horrible movement because, go ahead.
Well, the outside agitators were professional agitators, Black Bloc. We've talked about them.
Right.
One of the most famous, iconic scenes of Black Blocs was in Santa Monica when they went down to the Starbucks in Santa Monica, were spray-painting I hate white people and black people rule, and this black woman comes up to these two white women and says, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. That is not who we are.
Right.
The people who are protesting, go protest, so long as you do it peacefully, so long as you understand that you are supposed to be doing it for the humanitarian reasons of the children of Gaza. Awesome. I defend you. On the other side, if you want to protest and show your Israeli flag and wear your Mogen David, I protect you.
Yeah.
All right? But there are people who are here for the purpose of creating chaos and mayhem.
Yep.
And they are some people. We saw the first person smashing windows in Wisconsin was a right-wing extremist who was setting off riots in black neighborhoods. We have to be smarter than this. Mm-hmm. We have to be more compassionate than this. But you know what? We also need to educate ourselves on exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
You shoot fireworks, you're getting arrested. You come out and you choke somebody out on the grounds of UCLA or USC, you're getting arrested.
Yeah.
But there is a way to express yourself, and that's what I defend.
Yeah, and respectfully, on both sides. It's just, you know, there's some horrible things being said on both sides. You retweeted Richie Torres. You said the second infatada refers to a wave of terror attacks and suicide bombings against Israeli civilians and children. If you're glorifying terrorism as resistance and chanting globalize the infatada, you're not an anti-war protester. You're pro-war and pro-terror.
Well, this is what I talked about knowing the words you're saying. If you use the phrase intifada, and you don't know what the intifada was. It was a murderous, mass murdering uprising of suicide bombings, knifings, and assassinations. Don't use that word. You can say free Palestine. You can say save the children of Palestine. But if you say from the river to the sea, you're talking about ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
Just know what you're doing. I will defend your right to say. I said this to Ku Klux Klansmen. I said this to one of the most notable a Proud Boys that got arrested on January 6th. I defend you, but the moment you do something stupid, there's going to be a little frame that goes around you for the rest of your life. I don't want you to do that. I want you to learn from this, and I want all of us to move forward because we have a bigger issue coming. Yeah. And it could end your way of life forever.
And, you know, Alan Grayson and I were just talking about, for those of us olds that remember, you know, Vietnam War protests and Kent State and, you know, but, you know, we were saying, you remember, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? You know, which I agree with because he beat my dad in Second League. The Vietnam War was a complete, you know, disaster, and it was our American kids. We were saying if there's one specific American interest you can say, there's American hostages still being held. So, you know, but our kids aren't, this isn't Biden's war, and we aren't sending our kids to die. I think Netanyahu's despicable, and I hope they get rid of him yesterday. You know, but I just, this issue just
That's
makes
coming. Yeah. The protests in Israel are happening. There are 100,000 a pop out there.
Yeah.
And we're not seeing it. But yeah. they understand what's going on here. But this isn't about one man, right?
Yeah.
If what I need to see is I need to see more balance on these campuses. If you say we want to protect the people of Palestine, in the same breath, say I want to protect the people of Israel. I want the hostages released. Mm-hmm. And I want that terrorist group to leave. So yeah. that the people of Palestine can be free and so that the people of Israel can live without fear and we can all go out and get some tacos.
There you go.
Yeah.
Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Malcolm.
It's Wednesday. I'm just effing
And subscribe
with you.
To a Substack.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. Yes. All right. Oh, he wrote a great piece, by the way.
Yep.
Will the Free Palestine College Protests End American Democracy? A lot of points you might not have considered, just to, you yep. know, again, we're all going to have different opinions and nuances on this. But anyway, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's hiking day. Thanks for asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to kick up on the mountain?
Yeah. I'm going to kick because I'm not in my 50s. when it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. I'm going to be I'm back in town, so I'm doing my, 30, 40-mile bike ride with my crew this Saturday, and I cannot tell you how many compliments I've got on how much better I'm doing, and I haven't done anything. Yeah. New training, new diet, nothing. Morning Kick. I feel the difference. You know how you just feel it? You can feel it.
Yep.
10 supplements in one. Probiotics, prebiotics, superfoods for muscles and joints, anti-aging supplements. All those separate supplements you read about, they're all in here. Yeah. All in one delicious drink. You don't have to worry about anything else. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Taking back God, taking back the flag, taking back America, and all before breakfast. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Genucel is celebrating their 25-year anniversary by giving you an extra 25% off their already awesome Mother's Day sale prices. And right now, you can get Genucel's best-selling, most popular package featuring Gen 90 for immediate results in minutes and top-selling under-eye bags and puffiness serum for over 70% off. Save big on all the Genucel top-selling products for a younger, more youthful-looking you. Troubling forehead wrinkles, fine lines, gone skin redness, dark spots, bye-bye. See those pesky bags and puffiness disappear right before your eyes. Genucel guarantees you'll see results in less than 12 hours or your money back. Celebrate that special woman in your life this Mother's Day with the world's best skincare at once-in-a-lifetime prices. For a limited time, 70% off plus an extra 25% anniversary discount off top-selling packages during Genucel's Mother's Day sale. Once this sale is gone, it's gone. Order now. Get the Genucel Jawline Treatment too. Limited inventory available. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com right now. Get a free spa box with two bonus gifts and free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf-stable, dry to the touch so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning.
Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high-octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by my coziness. I think when you think of me, what do you think of most? Cozy?
Sure.
Earthy? Cozy? Cozy earthy?
Sure.
You say so. I love my Cozy Earth pajamas so much. They're so soft. I took them on the road with me, and then I came home to my Cozy Earth sheets. They have fantastic towels. It's Mother's Day. Don't F up. Get your mom Cozy Earth. There's a reason it made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. Luxury, softness. Ooh, the fabric and material, unparalleled quality in their bedding and their sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled. Remember when she cradled you? She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. The secret to better sleep, you know it, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's our favorite thing. Cozy Earth purchase, every purchase backed by a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. What? Brunch is nice, but then it's gone. What? Give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. The promo code is Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. This just in, Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to put forward a motion to vacate Mike Johnson.
Yep.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. All equally awful. Yeah, this, by the way, Malcolm Nance retweeted, tells you everything you need to know about this party. Ron tweeted, holy... Rudy is now telling Mike Johnson and Jim Jordan to do exactly what Trump was impeached for. He said somebody should lean on Zelensky. You want another penny? Give us your Biden file. Are we supposed to believe Trump and Rudy didn't do this? And Alex said, remember the narrative that Biden is corrupt because something, something, Ukraine, Burisma, all those narratives originated with Russian intelligence.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, my God. Russian puppets. That's all they are. Mm-hmm. Kurt in Ohio. Hi, Kurt.
Oh, hi, Steph. How are you?
Hi. Sorry, 30 seconds, honey. Go.
Steph.
Yep.
Hey, sorry. Real quick, Kent State. An expert to it. Remember, the media was much more reasonable about when they let information go. Mm-hmm. For instance, the WKSU College Station. If someone called in with a rumor, they wouldn't back it up until they had the facts, and they always directed someone to a rumor.
A real media, imagine. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos El Rocky next.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Tim Sowers, who joins me to discuss upcoming events at the Overture Center in Madison. And we'll talk about Casey Kasem's bloopers. You've never heard swearing like this.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.